Vaping products can still be sold in convenience stores and gas stations and can still be promoted in specialty vaping and cannabis shops. But the new rules bring vaping into line with the ban on in-store tobacco promotion. Ontario's Health Minister Christine Elliott says it's just the beginning.
This is the first of other steps that we're contemplating right now. This isn't the only step that will be taken by the government. I have been in consultations with stakeholders, with parents. I'm putting together a consultation with young people to understand exactly what got them started vaping, what it is that they're vaping.
Health officials in the U.S. and Canada are concerned about the rise in vaping-related illnesses. When vaping began, it was believed to be less harmful than cigarettes. Now the medical profession is seeing extreme cases of lung and respiratory illnesses linked to vaping. The Lung Association says the ad ban is a step in the right direction. Christina Sperling is with the association. She says much more can and should be done.
We would love to see more being done with the advertising happening on social media and over the internet. That's definitely an area where teens and young adults are going.
Sperling says studies have shown that from 2017 to 2018, there's been an increase of 74% in vaping by young people. The ban, however, isn't sitting well with some convenience store and gas station owners. They ask why they've been singled out, adding if there's an ad ban, it should be evenly applied everywhere. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.